Good day. I'm Anjui James Soyas with JIS Midday News for Thursday, August 4. Coming up, government deactivates national and parish emergency centers, economic growth and job creation MDAs to review business processes, and diaspora lauded for supporting Farm Up Jamaica program. The news in detail after this message.
Let's get together and feel all right at Reggae to Rio Tribute Concert featuring Romaine Virgo, Jem Myers, Judy Moore, Dwayne Stevenson, Garnet Silk Jr., Mystic Revelation, and more. Friday, August 5, Independence Village, Randy Williams Entertainment Center at 8 p.m. Come watch the Olympic opening ceremony. Admission adults, 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate. Children under 12, 500. Tickets available at Sangster's Bookstores, Bill Express, and jcdcjamaica.com.
Now the news. The government has deactivated the National and Parish Emergency Operations Centers opened in response to the strengthening weather system approaching the island earlier this week. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says persons who visited shelters island-wide have returned home and the facilities have been closed.
Based on the information provided and based on what we have seen, it is therefore not necessary for us to have the operations continuing at this time.
Minister McKenzie was speaking at a press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister on Wednesday. The National Emergency Operations Center was opened at 6 p.m. on August 1, following instructions from Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who chairs the National Disaster Committee. Mr. McKenzie says the ministry and the National Disaster Committee remain on high alert, ready to respond in the event of any disaster. In the meantime, Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie is commending all agencies for their prompt and efficient response to the threat of Tropical Storm Earl. Minister McKenzie says he is satisfied with the country's response mechanisms.
We have a responsibility to ensure that whenever the experts provide us with the information, that we take the necessary steps to ensure that we protect lives and property. And that is what we did. We are not going to take chance when it comes on to any system. We rather do all the things that is necessary instead of trying to play catch up after the event.
Mr. McKenzie commends entities such as the National Water Commission, National Solid Waste Management Authority, National Works Agency, Digicel Jamaica, Red Cross, and the Jamaica Urban Transit Company. The minister is also urging Jamaicans to be vigilant throughout the rest of the hurricane season, which ends in November. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has issued a directive for all ministries, departments and agencies falling under the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation to reevaluate their business processes to boost efficiency. Mr. Holness says in order to achieve sustained economic growth, government agencies must focus on eliminating unnecessary bureaucratic procedures while maximizing customer satisfaction.
I'm going to give the permanent secretary a directive to look at every single business process and re-engineer it for efficient. That directive is going to flow down to you, the leaders, that you are going to have to look at every single business process that you undertake. In other words, how can we bring in technology? How can we flatten hierarchies to make them more efficient?
Mr. Holness was addressing the opening of a two-day strategic planning retreat for directors and heads of agencies of the ministry on Wednesday. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is lauding members of the Jamaican diaspora for increasing their contribution to the national growth agenda through the non-profit organization Farm Up Jamaica. Director of Diaspora and Consular Affairs in the Ministry, Ambassador Sharon Saunders, is encouraging other members of the diaspora to support the initiative.
This is completely in tandem with the growth agenda for economic growth and the creation of jobs. And it is actually wonderful. It's green jobs, something that will be sustainable and protective of our environment and our health.
Ambassador Saunders was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Farm Up Jamaica, a non-profit organization established in 2013, assists local farmers in the cultivation of organic produce. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyas.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.